Chapter 1: What's the Happiest Baby on the Block by Harvey Karp. The Happiest Baby on the Block by Dr. Harvey Karp is a parenting book that addresses the challenges of soothing crying infants. Karp introduces the 5 S's technique, which are swaddling, side or stomach position, shushing, swinging, and sucking. These strategies aim to mimic the sensations of the womb to help calm fussy babies. Karp emphasizes understanding a baby's needs and recognizing the importance of the fourth trimester, a period where newborns are just outside the womb. By following his approach, parents can create a more comforting environment for their babies, ultimately leading to happier families. The book also discusses developmental milestones and tips for better sleep, making it a comprehensive guide for new parents. Chapter 2: The Happiest Baby on the Block by Harvey Karp Summary. The Happiest Baby on the Block by Dr. Harvey Karp is a guide for new parents aimed at helping them soothe and calm their infants, especially during the challenging first months after birth. Here are the key concepts and takeaways from the book. 1. Understanding infant crying. Karp emphasizes that crying is a primary way babies communicate. He argues that many infants cry excessively due to the transition from the womb to the world, which can be overwhelming for them. 2. The fourth trimester concept. Karp introduces the idea of the fourth trimester, suggesting that the first 3 months after birth are a continuation of the fetal environment. Babies are not yet fully ready for the external world and often need extra comfort and reassurance. 3. The 5 S's method. Karp outlines a specific approach to soothing babies, known as the 5 S's. Swaddling, wrapping the baby snugly in a blanket to provide a sense of security. Side or stomach position, holding the baby on their side or stomach, never to sleep this way, can be comforting. Shushing, making a shushing sound that mimics the noise of the womb. Swinging, gentle motion, such as rocking or swinging, can help calm the baby. Sucking, allowing the baby to suck on a pacifier or a finger can be soothing. 4. The importance of parent calmness. Karp stresses that a parent's calmness plays a significant role in soothing an infant. When parents remain calm and confident, it helps the baby feel secure. 5. The calm down video technique. Karp discusses the use of video technology to demonstrate soothing techniques in real time, emphasizing learning through observation. 6. Realistic expectations. The book encourages parents to set realistic expectations regarding infant behavior and to understand that crying is a normal part of an infant's development. Overall, The Happiest Baby on the Block provides practical strategies and reassuring insights for new parents facing the challenges of early infancy, aiming to help them nurture and bond with their babies while maintaining their own well-being. Chapter 3: The Happiest Baby on the Block. Author: Harvey Karp is an American pediatrician best known for his work in the field of child development and parenting. He gained widespread recognition for his book The Happiest Baby on the Block, which was first published in 2002. In this book, Karp presents techniques for soothing crying infants and promoting better sleep, focusing on what he refers to as the fourth trimester concept, which addresses the needs of newborns as they transition from the womb to the outside world. In addition to The Happiest Baby on the Block, Karp has authored several other books and resources, including 1. The Happiest Toddler on the Block, 2004. This book focuses on parenting toddlers and offers strategies to enhance communication and manage tantrums. 2. Happiest Baby Guide to Great Sleep, 2016. This book provides tips and techniques for helping babies and toddlers develop healthy sleep habits. 3. The Happiest Baby on the Block Workbook, a practical companion to his main book with exercises and resources for parents. While opinion may vary on which of Karp's books is the best, The Happiest Baby on the Block is certainly his most influential and well-known work. It has been widely praised by parents and health professionals alike and has spawned a series of workshops, products, and even a documentary based on its principles. The latest editions or adaptations can provide updated practices and reflect newer research, making them particularly valuable as parenting norms and knowledge evolve. Chapter 4: The Happiest Baby on the Block Meaning and Theme. The Happiest Baby on the Block Meaning. The Happiest Baby on the Block by Dr. Harvey Karp is a parenting book that focuses on techniques for soothing fussy babies and improving their sleep. The central premise of the book is that many infants are predisposed to crying and can be calmed with specific strategies. Karp introduces the concept of the fourth trimester, suggesting that infants are not fully developed at birth and still need the comforts of the womb. Key concepts and techniques presented in the book include 1. The 5 S's. Karp outlines 5 techniques that help soothe babies. Swaddling, wrapping the baby snugly in a blanket to mimic the womb's tightness. Side or stomach position, holding a baby on their side or stomach, but always placing them on their back to sleep for safety, can help calm them. Shushing, making a shushing sound to replicate the noise of the womb. Swinging, moving the baby gently side to side or bouncing them to simulate movements they experienced in the womb. Sucking, providing a pacifier or encouraging breastfeeding can help soothe the baby. 2. Understanding crying. Karp emphasizes the importance of understanding different types of cries and recognizing that crying is a normal part of infancy. 3. The calming reflex. Karp discusses the calming reflex, a natural response in babies that can be triggered by the 5 S's, which helps to bring about a state of calm and contentment. 4. Parental support. The book also addresses the emotional and practical challenges of parenting, encouraging parents to support each other and seek help when needed. Overall, The Happiest Baby on the Block aims to equip parents with practical methods to help their babies feel safe, secure, and calm, ultimately leading to a happier environment for both the baby and the parents. The techniques Karp promotes have garnered popularity and have been well received by many parents seeking effective ways to soothe their infants. The Happiest Baby on the Block theme. The Happiest Baby on the Block by Dr. Harvey Karp focuses on the themes of nurturing, infant care, and the importance of understanding and responding to a baby's needs. Here are some key themes from the book. 1. The fourth trimester. Karp introduces the concept of the fourth trimester, suggesting that the first 3 months after birth are a continuation of pregnancy. He argues that babies are not fully developed at birth and need to be treated as such, requiring a soothing environment and gentle care. 2. Soothing techniques. The book emphasizes effective methods for soothing fussy infants. Karp outlines his 5 S's strategy, swaddling, side/stomach position, shushing, swinging, and sucking, as practical tools for parents to calm their babies. 3. Understanding infant crying. One of the central themes is fostering a deeper understanding of why babies cry. Karp explains that crying is a primary form of communication for infants, and learning to interpret their cries can lead to more effective parenting. 4. Parent-infant bonding. The book underscores the significance of building a strong bond between parents and their babies. By responding sensitively to a baby's needs, caregivers can foster emotional security and attachment. 5. Parental empowerment. Karp aims to empower parents by equipping them with knowledge and practical skills. By providing effective tools and strategies for dealing with infant fussiness, parents can feel more confident in their roles. 6. Community and support. The book highlights the importance of support systems for new parents, encouraging them to seek help from family, friends, and professionals when needed. Overall, The Happiest Baby on the Block promotes a compassionate and informed approach to infant care, aiming to reduce parental stress and enhance the well-being of both babies and their caregivers. Chapter 5 Quotes of The Happiest Baby on the Block. The Happiest Baby on the Block quotes as follows. Here are 10 notable quotes from The Happiest Baby on the Block by Harvey Karp. 1. The secret to a happy baby is to create a calm environment that mimics the conditions of the womb. 2. Crying is a baby's only way to communicate their needs. 3. The 5 S's are the key to calming a crying baby: swaddling, side/stomach position, shushing, swinging, and sucking. 4. Parents are not faulty, they simply need techniques that work. 5. Sleep is not just about the number of hours, it's about the quality of those hours. 6. Every baby has a unique temperament, and understanding this can help parents tailor their approach. 7. The more you practice, the easier it becomes to soothe your baby. 8. Having realistic expectations about a baby's crying will lead to less stress for parents. 9. It's important to take care of the caregiver. A happy parent leads to a happier baby. 10. Your goal is to help your baby feel secure and loved, which is the foundation for their future emotional regulation. These quotes encapsulate key concepts from the book focused on understanding and soothing crying infants while providing guidance for new parents. Chapter 6 Similar books like The Happiest Baby on the Block. Certainly. Here's a list of 5 insightful books that focus on parenting, child development, and nurturing happy, well-adjusted children. These recommendations complement the themes present in The Happiest Baby on the Block and offer valuable perspectives for new parents. 1. The Whole Brain Child by Daniel J. Siegel and Tina Payne Bryson. This book delves into the latest findings in neuroscience to explain how a child's brain is developed. Siegel and Bryson provide parents with practical strategies to nurture emotional and intellectual growth, helping them to understand their child's behavior in a comprehensive way. 2. How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk by Adele Faber and Elaine Maslisch. A classic in the realm of parenting books, this guide offers effective communication strategies for parents. It emphasizes the importance of listening and validating children's feelings, enabling parents to foster a cooperative and respectful relationship with their kids. 3. Simplicity Parenting by Kim John Payne and Aaron Leiba. This book advocates for simplifying children's environments and lives to reduce stress and increase happiness. Payne proposes practical steps for decluttering not just physical space, but also schedules and commitments, allowing children to thrive in a more manageable, peaceful environment. 4. Mind in the Making, The 7 Essential Life Skills Every Child Needs by Ellen Galinsky. Galinsky outlines 7 crucial life skills every child should develop. Through her research, she emphasizes the importance of skills like focus, self-control, and critical thinking in preparing children for success in life. The book provides both insight and concrete ideas for parents to help cultivate these skills during everyday interactions. 5. Raising an Emotionally Intelligent Child by John Gottman. Gottman's work focuses on the emotional development of children. He teaches parents how to recognize and validate their child's emotions, which is key to helping them develop emotional intelligence. This book offers practical techniques parents can use to build emotional awareness and resilience in their children. Conclusion. Each of these books provides practical advice and techniques that can help you cultivate a nurturing and positive environment for your child. They cover various aspects of child development, communication, and emotional intelligence, making them valuable resources for any parent seeking to raise happy and healthy children. Happy reading.